Radio Daily for, well, anti-Friday and week off and Memorial Day and all that. Yeah, hi. How are you doing? We are the folks from that place called GeekRadioDaily.com. Some folks call it the state of mind. No, they really don't. We're the fine folks from that. You might follow us on Facebook and Twitter and all those fun places. The people bringing it to you today, the man who's ready to blow your mind, it's Saucy.
10011. You may not have understood me, but I was speaking technology.
Hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
You have any idea what a pain in the ass you were?
It's been brought to my attention. What happened, yeah?
1693, the general public is admitted for the first time to the world's first university museum.
1899, Thomas Edison has issued a patent for his filament for and process of incandescent lamps.
1902, Scottish chemist Professor James Dewar exhibits air in the solid state when a jet of liquid air rising 6 feet above it with beautiful effects.
1914, Tarzan of the Apes by Edgar Rice Burroughs is published as a hardcover.
1933, the first drive-in movie theater is opened on a 10-acre site off Wilson Boulevard in Camden, New Jersey.
1966, Gemini 9 returns to Earth after a flight which included a 2-hour spacewalk broadcast live on TV.
1971, the first space station flight, Soyuz 11, is launched on a mission to Salyut 1 by the USSR.
1975, Atari introduces the anti-aircraft coin-operated arcade game.
Oh no. 1984, Alexei Pashchadov first releases Tetris in the USSR.
1996, Yahoo announces a plan to beef up their search service by adding Digital Equipment Corporation's AltaVista search technology.
2006, Google Inc. launches a beta version of Google Labs spreadsheets as the first publicly available component of what will eventually become Google Docs.
2008, Wizards of the Coast publishes the 4th edition Player's Handbook for D&D. The game's 4th edition redesigned to offer more streamlined gameplay. Thacko for life, baby! Birthdays?
Daniel Logan is 19, Boba Fett in the prequels.
Danny Strong is 42, Jonathan on Buffy, Game Change, Mockingjays 1 and 2.
Paul Giamatti is 49, Private Parts, Man on the Moon, John dies at the end.
Max Casella is 49, from Doogie Howser, The Neighbor, Ed Wood, The Sopranos, he voices Daxter in the Jackson Daxter stuff.
Sandra Bernard is 62, Nice Dreams, Hudson Hawk, and Wrongfully Accused.
Harvey Fierstein is also 62, from Mrs. Doubtfire, Independence Day, and Call the Conqueror.
Robert England is 69, Eaten Alive, The Nightmare on Elm Street, and Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Vernon.
No longer with us, born this day from 1923, V.C. Andrews, an author, wrote that Flowers in the Attic series, which has got a really weird plot to be a love story.
1932, Billy Whitelaw, Miss Baylock in The Omen. She was also in Dark Crystal and Hot Fuzz.
1936, Levi Stubbs, the lead singer for the Four Tops, and the voice of Audrey II in Little Shop of Horrors.
1978, Judith Barcy, Jaws the Revenge, Ducky and Land Before Time.
I'm stunned I haven't seen those on lately.
Tonight on ABC, new episodes of The Bachelorette and The Mistresses.
CBS, just all reruns, Mom, Two Broke Girls, Scorpion, blah, 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 blah.
Tonight on Fox, new episode of So You Think You Can Dance and Houdini and Doyle, which is most epic.
NBC, it's Game 4 of the Stanley Cup, new episodes of The Voice and the finale of Bloodspot? That sounds like a blind spot. That makes more sense.
On the CW, new episodes of Rain and Whose Line Is It Anyways?
On Freeform, Meet the Parents, followed by a new Monica the Medium.
The First 48 on A&E.
AMC with a new turn, Washington Spies.
Gran Torino, much better. Yukon Men on Animal Planet.
On Comedy Central, South Park, the Tom's Rhinoplasty episode and the one where Stan's getting old.
End of Days on Cinemax.
Tonight on Food Network on Cake Wars, they're making Captain America cakes. I assume they're all made of serpents and have Nazi emblems on them.
Aaron Brockovich on CMT?
Some people like it, why not? FX will be showing that Transformers Dark of the Moon, if you want to watch it.
New Street Outlaws on Discovery Channel.
FXX, The Simpsons, you got your Soapbox Racer episode, Lisa's Wedding, and one of my favorites of all time, the 22 short films about Springfield.
The 1984 The Karate Kid on Encore.
So the real one.
Yeah.
FXM will be showing Megamind.
Tonight on HBO, Jurassic World.
Sundance has a Dirty Harry marathon of films on. Dirty Harry Mary.
tonight on History Channel, the premiere of Barbarians Rising.
Sci-Fi Channel, a new 12 Monkeys, followed by Land of the Lost.
Tonight on ID, new episode as well as the finale of Disappeared.
Well, we're going to be watching the Lifetime Movie Network because the forensic accountant goes undercover when her husband, an FBI agent, is slain by a criminal cartel. Tonight, Jewel State and Ryan Robbins star in Undercover Wife.
No blasted lettuce today!
No, because the weather was so crazy nice and everyone forgot that we were going to be coming back and they still have no idea where our Balticon episode is, but we'll have to talk about that at a later date. This is going to be one of those filed under, you know, great missing episode things. We'll talk all about it, all kinds of things. But tell us what you've been doing. Drop a note, won't you please? Podcast at geekradiodaily.com. We'd love to hear from you. It would be a fun thing if you did.
Do you like listening to audio science fiction? Are you a fan of writers reading their work? My name is Mike Luoma. By day, I play tunes on the radio. The rest of the time, I'm creating science fiction and comic books. And I bring my two worlds together each week with my glow-in-the-dark radio podcast, where I read you my stuff. You hear free science fiction audio adaptations every week. And I give away the audio versions after I've podcast them, too. Free science fiction audiobooks on iTunes and at podiobooks.com. I hope you'll check out my glow-in-the-dark radio podcast or any of my free science fiction audiobooks at glowinthedarkradio.com. I'm Mike Luoma. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Brad Dourif, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are, and welcome back to it. Your anti-Friday episode, as it is known throughout all the kingdoms in the land, so we got to find out what you did over that time period. I got to say time period. What's up, yo?
Coming in at number 10, The Nice Guys, making $3.5 million. Altogether, it's made $29.1 million on an undisclosed budget.
This week's 9, last week's 6, The Jungle Book, another $4.2 million. It's made $347 8 weeks on a $175 budget.
Coming in at number 8 in its first week, pop star Never Stopping. $4.6 million on an undisclosed budget.
He's got to do something when Brooklyn Nine-Nine's off the air. This week, 7. Last week's 5. Neighbors 2. Sorority Rising. Another 4.7. It's made $48 million in 3 weeks.
Coming in at number 6, Captain America Civil War. In its 5th week, making $7.5 million. Altogether, it's made $388 million on a $250 million budget.
This week's 5. Last week's 3. The Angry Birds Movie. Another $9.7 million. $86 million in 3 weeks on a $73 budget. Yeah, there's probably another one.
Coming in at number 4, Alice Through the Looking Glass, making $10.6 million. Altogether, it's made $50.7 on a $170 million budget.
Not making that bad.
They're probably not, no.
This week's 3 is new. It's Me Before You, $18.2 million on a $20 million budget. It can probably get that.
Coming in at number 2, X-Men Apocalypse, making $22.3 million. Altogether, it's made $116.4 on a $178 million budget. It might make that back.
Maybe. The number 1 movie in America, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows, making $35.2 million on a $135 budget. It's doing all right, and it's got Arrow, this time playing hockey.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So, with the Marvel films building up, and we've seen all the Infinity Gems, we know as comic book fans, the Infinity Gauntlet is coming. So the Infinity Gauntlet is a hot item. And if you read this over the weekend, then you know that my stupid pun is in the last loot crate, one of the incredible things that was in there was an oven mitt, and it was an Infinity Gauntlet oven mitt. Well, as it turns out, Loot Crate has kind of sent a cease and desist and says that some people have said that their oven mitt does not resist the oven temperatures that it says on the mitt. And based on these reports, Loot Crate wants people to stop using it, carefully secure it from use by others. They're talking about some kind of callback to exchange it for something else. I'm never letting this thing go, man. Ever.
That's crazy. That's crazy. We never planned on using it anyways, I don't think.
Just as in a picture.
Right.
Cheap cosplay.
Waiting for a sample to test in a lab, a chocolate sample, takes a really long time to be able to stamp that quality stamp on. There has to be a certain crystallization of the cocoa butter, and it becomes difficult. and takes a lot of time. Well, they have realized that at the University of Leuven, Department of Microbial and Molecular Systems discovered that they can monitor the crystallization of the cocoa butter repeatedly using ultrasonic waves. It bounces off of the sides and goes back and forth, and as it starts to turn from a liquid to a solid, you're able to see the crystals and the reflection, and it diminishes, and it's a quicker process, I guess. I don't know a whole lot about chocolate, but
would take a scientist.
I like
to
dark
explain
chocolate.
It.
It's good dark chocolate. Maybe it makes good dark chocolate.
On Finally Frackin' Friday's news broke that we had to wait till now to tell you all about, which is amazing. Jeff Johns, who has sort of taken over as the showrunner for the DC movie universe, which has made a ton of folks happy, has decided to finally put an end to some rumors and finally announcing what the title of the Justice League movie is going to be. It is not the Justice League Gods Among Us that was rumored and any other variation of that. In a tweet, he said, clearing up any misconceptions, the Justice League movie is called Justice League. Happy Friday. So Jeff Johns has cleared that up for you. Your Justice League movie, part one, is simply called Justice League. And that is news.
The FBI is working on software that will track and link people based on tattoos. Now, I've been watching CSI and Law and Order, and they've been doing that for a long time, so the FBI needs to get wise. So they're working on this software. The new project would allow law enforcement to look up a tattoo on a prisoner or arrestee and immediately find out who, if it's linked to a gang, hate group, or religious organization. I thought they already had this. I feel like they're
really
tugging our chains.
Did, yeah.
I feel like they're messing with us. We've had this for a long, like digital watches. How long digital watches were a thing before they said, hey, we have these digital watches.
Right.
This is like digital watches. I swear it is. The way they are collecting this data, the EFF finds, is through photos taken of prisoners, and it would appear to be without their consent or permission. But we all know that prisoners really don't have those things.
True.
Over 15,000 images were collected in the first round, and only after the first run of data was run and tested was permission sought from supervisors at jails and police stations. So, do first, ask later.
It's always better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
It's the FBI's way.
It's easy enough. A 16-year-old in Calgary named Zeal Patel has impressed judges at a science fair by creating a test for clogged arteries that is many times faster and cheaper than what's available now. He recently created a low-cost blood test for the disease that he calls CADSense. The paper-based test is placed into a blood sample and can detect an early biomarker of atherosclerosis called oxidized LDL. If the biomarker is present, the paper turns yellow or brown, indicating the patient likely has plaque in the arteries and needs to see a doctor immediately. Now, his invention is able to detect the signs instantly, unlike current tests that have to be sent to a lab. And because the material is used on the cheap, the test would cost you about $7. It's something you could even do at home, so you could skip a lot of other things. This is one of those things as well. I believe we've had this for a while, and they're just now telling us about it, finally. Congratulations, Izzy. Good job. GRD is licensed with Creative Commons Attributions, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative, 96.3.0 license work, something or another that I forgot, but you know what I mean, because it's in them all. Basically, not every single syllable. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Pick up the apps, you can follow us at all kinds of places, and find us and stuff, and that's always good. Drop a note to podcast at geekradiodaily.com, and we will see you on the other side, because yeah, we're back. How about that?
We're going to need some more coffee.
Get off my ship.
Zimzalabim! Be gone, cowards! Fear my greatness!
What do you think?
It stinks.
Well, folks, I am out of here.
Beep, beep. Does it have to be human?
Beep, beep.
Does it have to be mine?
Feed me!
Where am I supposed to get it?
Feed me, Seymour. Feed me all night long.
That's right, boy!
You can do it. Feed me, Seymour. feed me all night long. Cause if you feed me, Seymour, I can grow up big and strong.
You eat blood, Audrey, too, let's face it. How am I supposed to keep on feeding you? Kill people?
I make it worth your while.
What?
You think this is all coincidence, baby? The sudden success around here? Depressed coverage?
Look, you're a plant. An inanimate object.
Does this look inanimate to you, punk?